been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Let it roll again.
All night.
Let it roll again.
All night long, John.
You let it roll last night and everything was right. Hey, baby, come on and roll.
Come on and roll.
Let it roll again.
All night.
Let it roll again.
All night long, John.
I'm gonna blow my top if you make me stop. Hey, baby, come on and roll.
Come on and roll.
I'm gonna jump and shout till it knocks me out with a feeling. I'm gonna rock my soul with a steady roll till I'm reeling. Let it roll again.
All night.
Let it roll again.
All night long, John.
Let the good times roll before you get too old. Hey, baby, come on and roll.
Come on and roll.
The fun.
You let it roll till two.
What else could I do?
You let it roll till three.
It got the best of me, but I hollered for more when the clock struck four.
You let it roll till five.
I love that jive.
You let it roll till five.
I was getting my kick.
You let it roll till seven.
I found heaven, but I didn't get straight till the clock struck eight. Let it roll again.
All night.
Let it roll again.
All night long, John.
You let it roll last night and the night before. So come on, baby, let's roll it some more.
Lucky Millinder and the Big Band from May of 1950. That's pretty late in the era. And Let It Roll Again. And that was Lucky himself on the vocals. Lucky went through so many vocalists, and he had a lot of great vocalists that passed through that band. I'm just thinking Anistine Allen and Bull Moose Jackson and Trevor Bacon. My God, there were a lot of them. But that was Lucky himself on that vocal. Let It Roll Again. And it gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. For the next 5 hours, we'll spend the time with you blowing the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. We go basically back to the first record, which the blues record, 1920, but we go back even further than that. We go back to about 1900. There were some black recording artists that managed to sneak into the studio. And we go as late as 1965 and not much later than that. If you're a first-time listener or haven't been listening very long, you're in for a treat. This first hour is not harmonica and electric string bending. It's the Sounds of Bronzeville, which is the jazz side of the blues. A lot of jazz singers who sang blues. Our opening set this week belongs to Nat King Cole, the King Cole Trio.
Some folks like their taters liney, some prefer French fries. But I like mine fixed with mayonnaise, coleslaw on the side. Solid potato salad, that solid salad, Jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. Solid potato salad, and let's have no yak-yak. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. The farmer said to the spud, your skin looks slightly pallid, so I'll dig you later, bud, with some solid potato salad. Solid potato salad, that solid salad, Jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. Take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. Take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. Solid potato salad. It's really fine and you better latch on. Solid potato salad. Don't hesitate, go get a plate before it's all gone. The farmer said to the spud, your skin looks slightly pallid, so I'll dig you later, bud, with some solid potato salad. Solid potato salad, that solid salad, Jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up. Take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back.
Realize now I treated you so unkind. Can't realize how my heart could have been so blind. Blind as I've been, I must give in to this yearning. The torch I tried to toss aside just keeps on burning. So won't you forgive? I pray for the day you will. My heart wants to live. If you say it will, darling, dream it over the way I have to do. 'Cause I realize now I've never stopped loving you. Thank you. darling, dream it over the way I had to do. 'Cause I realize now I've never stopped loving you. Diamond ring, little Joe from Chicago. He never wants for anything. He has plenty of money and he dresses up like a king. Laura is the face in the misty night. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on the summer night. That you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream. Thank you. the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Lara, but she's only a dream.
Yeah, King Cole Trio with some transcription sides. These were available before, but I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, it seems. Somebody put together a 4-CD package, 120 different sides that were done for transcription service, McGregor Transcriptions, and we selected from those. We started with Solid Potato Salad from May of 1944. Also from May of 1944, ballad side I Realize Now. From March 1944, we had Little Joe from Chicago and wrapped it up with Laura from May of 1944. The sides here are from 1941 through 1945, which was sort of the lifespan of the World War II recording band. But as you heard, everything I picked was from the year 1944. That's King Cole Trio and our opening set for this week. Once again, it's Blues Before Sunrise. We're just getting underway from the sound of the King Cole Trio. Let's check out Lionel Hampton and the big band.
Why did you do it? Do it, do it. Hey, Bobby! Hey. my life playing dice and the horses.
Yes, yes, yes.
From Saratoga to Timbuktu.
Yes,
and now that I'm running my last mile, honey,
what's going on?
Please make my wish come true.
Ah!
All I want is lavender coffin, white gardenias all around, swing band playing the funeral march as they roll me into the holy ground. All I want is 11 sweet maidens. They're all singing that you got to be hip. Singing around my lavender coffin, swinging in the funeral steps.
St. Peter,
I'm a-coming.
St. Peter,
yes, I'm a-coming today.
St. Peter,
yeah, I'm a-coming. So open all the gates on my judgment day. Hear those angels solemnly sing it. Gabriel blowing. That's all I want is my lavender coffin when they lower me into the holy ground.
St. Peter!
Well, I'm a-coming!
St. Peter!
Woo! I'm a-coming!
St. Peter!
Hey, Peter, I ain't been bad. So open the gates on my judgment day.
Rag mop, mop, mop. baby been gone. Do the huckleback, do the huckleback. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your partner out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
I'll tell you when. Now look out, Bob.
Well, if Lionel Hampton had never cut any other record than that one, I'd still be his fan. And the vocalist there was billed on the 78, the original 78, as Loreen Carter. It's actually, of course, Betty Carter and one of her earliest recordings. Rounds out our set. It was all Hamp and the band. First, it was Beulah's Sisters Boogie from January 1949. Then from May 1949, we had Lavender Coffin. We also had from December 1949, Ragmop. Try to forget that one. And then The Hucklebuck with Lionel Hampton featuring Betty Carter on the vocals from May of 1949. You know, Ragmop, I guess as a baby boomer, my point of reference, the first time I ever heard Ragmop was not, of course, during the war years, but unfortunately, it was a cartoon on television during, was it the 50s or the 60s, Beanie and Cecil. I used to, honest to God, you couldn't get me to watch Beanie and Cecil if you brought me a case of Coca-Cola in green glass bottles. And you'd get me to do just about anything if you did, but not watch Beanie and Cecil. But I remember they used that Ragmop on the cartoon. I think the only thing that I ever liked about Beanie and Cecil, and it wasn't until much later, they featured Scatman Crothers. And he was a beatnik artist whose style of painting was just to wet the brush and throw the brush at the canvas and have the paint splatter wherever it was. And he was scat singing while he did that to, I think, a pair of bongos. And he was a character known as Go-Man Van Gogh. But anyways, that's where I first heard Ragmop, was on Beanie and Cecil. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and I'm Steve Cushing. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. Speaking of beatnik artists, up next we've got, it wasn't a beatnik, he was like a bebopper, Babs Gonzalez. I hear a lot of Babs Gonzalez that I don't particularly care for. He was sort of a beatnik and a poet and a bopper and a hustler more than anything else. He managed to get himself on all sorts of recordings. As I say, there's a lot of them I don't particularly care for. But I've grabbed a handful here that I enjoy and hope you like them too. This is Babs Gonzalez.
Get out that bed and get that bread.
Please somebody have some pity on for me. Bills and bills and bills is all that I can see. Get out that bed and get that bread, your lazy so-and-so. If you don't do it, I know who will, and I won't need you no more. Get out that bed and get that bread.
these bills done passed. One more collector ring this bell, I'll leave without saying goodbye. My folks said when I married you, I must have was touched in the head. After 4 long years of barred and shame, maybe I'd be better dead. Get out that bed and get that bread, don't want no alibis. I was a dumb little fool when I said I do, but this time, baby, I'm wise. Get out that bed and get that bread. In the head. After 4 long years of barred and shame, maybe I'd be better dead. Get out that bed and get that bread. Don't want no alibi. I was a dumb little fool, I said I do, but this time, baby, I'm wise. Get out that bed and get that bread. Get out that bed and get that bread.
Out that bed and get that bread.
Been locked outside, lost all your pride, slept in the cold March wind, then you know too what I have been through. A dollar is your only friend. Now if you've missed lots of meals, been walking on your pure heels, life is almost at an end. You better get wise and realize a dollar is your only friend. Now, I used to believe in friendship and helping out my fellow man. But you know, I found out when you down and you out, a friend won't even shake your hand. So mark my word, this is the truth you have heard. When a guy says, loan me 10, just remember this tune, or you will find out soon, a dollar is your only friend. Say you've made lots of bread, became a real swell head, was the pride of all your kin, but now you are down and out, you know without a doubt, some money is your only friend. Now, a friend of mine broke the bank at Monte Carlo. And pretty girls, this guy had a stable of 10. Now he is pure stone broke. He went for the French okie doke. He knows that some money is his only friend. And there was a lawyer I went to school with. He came to see me in the city jail. Well, I laid down my spiel. This guy turned on his heel. Let alone take my case, he wouldn't even go my bail. So banker, beggar, or thief, it's the same thing in the end. 'Cause I found out the hard way that some money is still your only friend.
Thank you.
Well, you get to that. Now get to that. You won't get to this. Well, I really didn't want to get to that.
Yeah, last October 55, baseball people got a taste of some real square bums putting some hepcats in their place. Well, all the cool boys and the writers, they knew that the Brooks couldn't win. But the way that Padres threw his ball, Yankee martyrs had to set in. And they laughed and said, this guy Sandy Amorose, he ain't nothing but a joke. And in 2 minutes, he took Yogi Berra for the pure Brooklyn okey-doke. And about Campanella and Hodges, you know these cats got to cop the Hall of Fame, because they got together for the two Erenies that actually copped the Brooks the game. And my man Jackie Robinson, he was sick and he couldn't even wail. But his insane previous plan first got the bums out on bail. Well, after the game, I made it down to Borough Hall. And all I can say is you should have been there, because we really had us a ball. All the folks was in the street dancing. I mean, both the young and the old. And do you know one guy had old grandma out there teaching her this new rock and this roll? And I saw some old maids kissing strangers and a monkey hugging a flea and the town's leading hoodlums sitting up sipping tea. And then, you know, there was the gentleman banker, the kind of guy they call Mr. Big. Well, so many pretty chicks was hugging him that he didn't dig he had grown his wig. And the strangest sight of all I saw that day, I think, was old Panhandling Willie actually buying himself a drink. So no, I'll never forget October 55, and it should be called Brooklyn Year of Cheer, because now all you Yankee fans got a chance to be familiar with. Just wait until next year. You're gonna get yours.
Lovely senoritas dance,
crazily music, dance your rhythm. Say a straight Jose, Le Continental, un falcon day dance, que a straight novel. Say a straight subsil, Le Continental, parce que vous parlez de mon convo dance. Alone passion, Le Continental. Un invitation pour Romans de Loon. Say a straight subsil, Le Continental. Parce que vous parlez de mon convo dance. Vous chante, convo dance, Le Continental. It's muy gentle, it's cool down in old Mexico. Los señoritas, es muy bonitas. Ya el ska diva, get Stockholm and feel me for your man Aron. York's gold, vodka flickers. Good dog, madamas, e heras, fishers, come on, stars, senoras, e senor, is on rhythm, rhythm, for a
lovely senoritas dance.
Shoo ba doop 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 ba ha.
ba da ba da ba da ba hop hop da ba da ba hoop hoop da da ba 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 hip dip dip ba da ba hip flop ba hip dip bam ooh dip bam cha ba da ba da ba hip flop ba ba hoop 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 da hip bam ah hip hoop la da da ba da ba hoop 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 la da da ba da ba hip dip dip ba da ba hip flop ba do ba da ba ba hoop 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 ba da ba we do you do it. Fly, fly back, deep it up, da da ba da ba wee back, ee da la da 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 wee back, ba da 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 ee fly back, ba da 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 ee fly back, ee flop up, ba hoo be doo be doo flop.
Lovely senoritas
Gonzalez, and a handful of sides. What we have, five in all here. Let's go to the top. We had on the Savoy label, Get Out That Bed from October of 1953. From 1959 on the Jarro label, we had a thing called A Dollar Is Your Only Friend. We also had on the very private, in fact, it may have been owned by Babs himself, the Tina label, from 1962, Get to Dat. We also listened to a song on the Crazy label from 1953, Them Bums Ride Again, and of course they're making reference to the Brooklyn baseball team, the Brooklyn Dodgers. who had fierce rivalry with New York City Yankees. And apparently in this year, they actually won the pennant again. And I think this is 55 I've written down. And then by 1958, the Brooklyn Dodgers would pick up and leave New York City and go out to the West Coast and become the Los Angeles Dodgers. For those of you that weren't aware of it, the owner wanted a much better place for his team to play, and New York wouldn't come up with the financing, so he pulled up and went out to the West Coast. But at this point, Babs was rooting for the bums. That's what the Brooklyn Dodgers were known as, the bums versus the Yankees. That was on the Crazy label. And then we wrapped it up with one on Babs' own Expedient label, I think is the way it's pronounced, where he sings in every language but English, doing The Continental from July of 1958. It's Babs Gonzalez here on Blues Before Sunrise. How about some hip harmony with the Four Vagabonds?
Oh, baby, something's on my mind. Roseanne of Charing Cross, I'll keep your memory ever bright. Roseanne of Charing Cross, dressed in your uniform of white, there by my lonely bed, a lovely angel stopped and said, "That's only thunder overhead, and that's how we met." Roseanne of Charing Cross, the rose you gave me never died. Roseanne of Charing Cross, it knows one day you'll be my bride, and it will live till then, until that happy moment when I know our paths will cross at Charing Cross again, Roseanne. Thank you.
Hey, there's me, Lux Lewis, sounding like two piano players there. That's a soundie from August of 1940. Hold on, I've written that 1941. Can't tell if it's a 47 or 42 because I draw a little cross through the 7 and, 42. All right. Now you can sleep peaceful and know that it's August of 1942 as opposed to 1947. Before that, we had Hep Harmony from the Four Vagabonds. Their first recordings were all done for the Bluebird label. And this one from January of 1943, Roseanne of Charing Cross. Well, that's Blues Before Sunrise. And I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and we are going to pause and identify the station and be back with hour number two of our program to take us up to station ID. Let's go back to March 1955, Wild Bill Davis on the organ in the Land of Dreams.
Thank you.